I think an interesting metaphor, an interesting way to think about what the bedrock or the rock structure, the geology of a place is, that it's the bones of the land. It's what makes up the structure. It creates topography. It does all these underlying things, but we often don't see it. But it has this profound effect on soil and plant life and all these other things. Everything is based off of that. I think that's an important thing for people to know about and to understand. And that's sort of part of why I was interested in this, is to kind of provide a window for people to access that information.
So what I did is I gave him rocks that are representative of the Pinoki Range, going from the oldest rocks in the south across the range, across the big ridge there, which is the Iron Formation, and then down to the north side where we get into Tyler Formation, which is a black shale or a black slate, and then into the volcanic rocks above that. And we have great geology here, interesting stuff, and Bob does a great job with photography. So his photographs are great, the way he zoomed right in, and you can see the textures and structures in these rocks very nicely.
You know, to be honest, I went into this knowing very little about geology. I probably still know very little about geology. And I approached it much more from an artistic standpoint of accurately capturing those things, but in a beautiful way. And I've a lot of times seen Tom pull his little glass loop to look at stones up close, and that just seemed like a great way to photograph them too, is to really pull things up close so you can see that tiny structure and that texture and that color that we probably ignore a lot of the time when we walk past and we're not getting down on our hands and knees and we're not looking close. And those things, they're drastically different. That was the thing that was kind of amazing.
I like the way he used the lighting. You know, he got the light from different angles and got in close.
And that for me was a big learning experience on this project too. You know, I've done a lot of photography of people and of larger objects, and working on something this small was a real challenge for getting that lighting to work. Figure out how to light really little things and still show texture and have shadow and light and all those things that make a great photograph. For me, the biggest statement that I want to make is to show people how beautiful the world around us is, and for us specifically in this region, how beautiful our region is, and to show that little bit of crossover, intersection between art and science, that we can learn from art and science can inform art, and the two can work hand in hand and they don't need to operate separately.